1077 The Island, real music variety. Good Wednesday morning. You know, I love Tuesdays with the adorable adoptable pet of the week is a highlight for me with Voice for Companion Animals. But Wednesday is a highlight when you're here, too.
I love to hear that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Lori Lou with GI Trivia. Before we get into your sketch, are you still cycling? Do you still ride?
I am. That's why I'm wearing shorts today, because I'm heading out for a ride when I leave.
You don't find it too cold?
Not yet. No, no.
Well, I'm just a whim. I mean, it's 46 right now.
I know, and I have shorts on. Legit, that's not even a lie.
Your hands don't get cold?
Sometimes, Val, my bike riding friend, good morning, Val. I'll see you here in a little bit. She gets all bundled up and, you know, to the extent of maybe a parka and
well, that would be me.
Sherpa mittens and I'm wearing shorts and it's pretty funny.
Well,
it is cold. Don't get me wrong. And I do give her grief about it, but it's all in love.
It's interesting because to me, it's too cold to ride, but I know full well that we are trending high with temperatures here. We're like 10 degrees above normal for this time of year. So it should be extending the cycling season. But for me, I hung up my bike. I think I'm done because it's just too in the afternoon I could ride.
You could.
But in the morning,
I'll be over this afternoon.
We should do that.
We really should.
But my question to you is I hang my bike off a hook that you buy to specifically hang your bike. And I'm watching reruns of Seinfeld the other day, and you know how Jerry has a bike in his apartment?
Yes.
He hangs his from his back tire.
Yes.
Mine was hung from the front tire. So I Googled it, which way, and you get both. You get both answers. Some say it should be from the front. Some say it should be from the back. Some say you shouldn't do it from either of those. You should hang it horizontally. So the weight is distributed.
I hang mine from both tires in my garage.
But
you make me laugh that you want to take your bike storage advice from Jerry Seinfeld.
If it's on TV, it must be true.
Classic you. No, I hang mine both tires.
Horizontally.
Yes.
Yeah, I Googled to see, does it put too much pressure on the rim? And I was just curious why Jerry hangs his from the back. I've never seen it from the back.
In his apartment.
Well, what's the difference if it's hanging from the front or the back? It's still vertical.
Well, true. I guess I'm thinking horizontal. Look at us. Is this what we're talking about today? This is great.
Well, it's unfortunate we can't talk about GI trivia because we're out of time now. Well, come in next week and we'll talk about...
Yeah, I'll be back next week.
Do you like my wall of food?
I love your wall of food. Your wall of food keeps getting bigger every week.
Yeah, well, we only have until the 31st, so we got 8 days left to try to reach that logo that 9 feet high.
You're getting there. But whoever brought those Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah, I'm afraid they're going to end up in my desk and then in my stomach. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because they're not just Reese's peanut butter cups. They're Reese's pumpkins.
Yeah.
It's more peanut butter goodness.
I don't know if I've had the pumpkins, but I think I heard, and I don't know if I heard it on your show or from you.
Go grab the bag.
I don't want my fingerprints on it. That person might be listening, and then they're going to go, like you and your old man, those whippersnappers are eating my pumpkins.
Who ate my lunch?
There you go.
son of a bee.
Yeah, no, there's more... pumpkin or more chocolate or better
fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we are collecting non-perishable food items for area food pantries and shelters and soup kitchens before the winter sets in. And we're doing really well. I really, really appreciate all of your donations. But we need more, not to be selfish. We need a little more to reach that logo. The goal is to get about 9 feet high and cover the island logo. So if you can help out, drop it off at West Capitol Avenue in Deers. And Lori, thanks for stopping in. We'll talk to you next week. Could you stick around? We'll do another segment on the huge broadcast.
That's what I do. Well, we got a bag of peanut butter cups to eat. I'm sticking around.
Yeah, all right. We'll be right back.
Friends, man, one man party in the morning. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
And we're back. Franz been in the chair, you over there, Lori over here. GI trivia, Lori, did you gig last night?
No, I didn't. I'm coming up on a slow end of the month for me. I have Wood River tonight at 7 o'clock. I have Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow night at 6:30. And then all I have for next week is one, my big Halloween music bingo bash at Wine, Beer, and Spirits on Thursday at 6:30.
Will people show up in costume?
They're more than welcome to. I do not, I'm not a dresser upper. And so I don't say, oh, why don't you come dressed up? Because then they're going to go, why don't you?
Why don't you dress up?
Why don't you? And I just don't. Yeah, I would love it. I think it'd be great. But so it's going to be my first music bingo event at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. And I've gathered a whole bunch of prizes for bingo winners. And then I have so far three bigger prizes. So anybody who plays gets a ticket into the drawing for the Bud Light Seltzer Adirondack chair. And I've got a nice bottle of bourbon and a patio umbrella that I'm going to raffle off at the end.
Patio umbrella?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know it's kind of late for that, but we can leave her in the box.
Oh, it'll roll around again.
It will. But those are always nice.
You said Ravenna tonight? No, Wood River
tonight.
Wood River tonight. Now, when you do, it's cool that you do this. It's like a traveling trivia show.
It is.
Lori Lou's traveling trivia. But do people follow you? Do people come from out of town?
Occasionally. Usually Ravenna, you know, because that's about 40 miles away. That's them. That's all just them. So, which, honestly, that is kind of nice for me because then I can reuse some questions.
Of course.
Unless
you see a similar face in the crowd and you're like, well, he knows the answer there.
I don't usually say anything because I don't want to be made. Is that what they call that in the mob?
Is that a mafia term?
Yeah, I think so.
A made man?
I ran across a great question. What on August 1st, what was the first video on MTV that was repeated? I know. Nobody's going to know it.
No.
But I have.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to.
Was it Pat Benatar was repeated, I think.
Oh, well, there was several that were repeated.
They didn't have many videos at the time.
I know.
What's the answer?
You better, you bet.
The Who.
By The Who. Because I heard it on the radio the other day, and then, I don't know, they said this little, the fact about it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to research that. Do you know who was repeated the most that day? Rod Stewart.
Which song?
You know, I think it was a few different songs. There was one, the one that they played first was something about You Didn't Dance With Me or something, I didn't look it up, but it didn't sound familiar.
It's interesting that when MTV first came out in 1981, they didn't have many videos, as you're talking about now, which is why they repeated things.
Right.
However, since the beginning of time, for some reason, certain bands would make promotional videos for certain songs. I don't know where, like, the Rolling Stones wearing makeup, doing a video for Jumpin' Jack Flash. Now, that's late 60s, if not early 70s. Where, who,
but, yeah.
What in the world did they do with that video? Why did they even shoot it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it just a great question. For private viewing or record company promotions? I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
it's a great question.
I also think about the MTV era, which was such an exciting time to see music on TV. I feel bad for the bands that just missed it. Sweet comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're rocking in the 70s. The Knack, rocking in the 70s, touring the world. And the band starts to fizzle out. And here's MTV.
Yep.
If you were right there in 1981 at that time, your fame exploded.
Yeah. Just imagine if you were Michael Jackson and Cyndi Lauper.
All the 80s. Van Halen was right at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Who can forget that? video for Jump.
Awesome.
I know you're going to ask me, but I am Van Hagar. That's my team. I know.
Well, even Alex, the drummer, he's got a book out. I haven't read it yet. They were different.
Yeah.
You know? They were a different band. Not one is not better than the other. Finally concluded, and I agree.
Okay, look at you being the voice of reason.
Well, it's true. That's almost like two different bands. A second level, if you
right.
will. Maybe a little more mature.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I don't think. Well, I don't think Sammy was out.
I will say, do you just Lori Lou's GI trivia segment is turning into Van Halen talk.
Yeah.
Do you have Van Halen 1, 2, and 3? Have you listened to them? Are you familiar with the albums?
Probably not.
Then don't say the Van Hagar.
Okay. All right.
Which is reminding me of.
All right, you got me.
It's reminding me of the homework assignment that you had. Did you complete it? Do you even remember what it was?
Oh, no. Oh, let me tell you. I went to trivia on Thursday night, and I got reamed. I'm upset with you, Morning Mark. And I'm like, what? Oh, no. What did I do? And
It's what you didn't do.
Right, and he gave me that look, and I go, oh, you heard that, didn't you? Yeah. No, I haven't completed my assignment. But I talked about it with my old guys yesterday, and they called me un-American. There was like five of them sitting there.
Watch MASH.
Yeah. Well, because another one that I had said, I also have never seen Blazing Saddles.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble for this one.
No.
But I went back. First of all, that would never play in a theater today.
No.
But I went back to watch it because it's a classic. I really didn't. I know it's a classic. I didn't find it funny anymore.
Oh.
But it's interesting how certain things work at certain times. And sometimes when you revisit them, they don't.
Well, I'll have to watch it. But, you know, just speaking of funny movies, like, so I ask you, what movie comes to your mind about that you belly laughed, that you just laughed? And mine is always, will always be Weekend at Bernie's.
Well, I'd have to see that again. I haven't seen that in forever.
Oh, man.
I don't know about, I don't know about belly laugh. For me, Ferris Bueller's Day Off is just a masterpiece.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
For sure.
Complete masterpiece.
For sure.
Okay,
we better get to my stuff. Look at us.
Yeah, did we cover it all?
It seems like we're acting like we haven't seen each other.
Well, we haven't seen each other in a week.
It's been a week.
You had a whole week to watch MASH.
I know. I know. Look at me. I got nothing.
Right, I'm going to extend your homework assignment deadline.
Oh, my
next
gosh.
Wednesday, you need to have seen at least one episode.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
Because I know if you watch one episode of MASH, you'll say,
Should I watch the first one?
Oh, yeah. Go in order.
Okay.
And
not just a random one.
Well, you can watch a random one. But if I were you, because I know what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure what's going to happen is you're going to like it. And you're going to say, well, I'll just watch one more. And you may as well start doing that in order.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
We'll see.
All right. GI Trivia. Lori Lou is here.
Wood River tonight. 7 o'clock.
We're out of time.
General Trivia. Tomorrow night, Thursday, Wine, Beer, and Spirits. No food truck. The food truck's going to be there from 11 to 4 or something. And they're leaving. Yeah. Thanks, guys. But Wahoo Meats is there, and they're going to have, well, they've got hot dogs that you can purchase there or bring something in, that's fine. And then next week, next Thursday, Halloween is my big music. It's Halloween music, all Halloween music. I got prizes.
That Wine, Beer, and Spirits as well?
Yeah, Wine, Beer, and Spirits. Thank you to all my sponsors. I've got lots of sponsors. I picked up Universal Builders yesterday. I'll talk more about that next week about sponsor stuff.
Wine, Beer, and Spirits, just to be clear, you can bring food in.
You can, yeah.
So
yep, absolutely.
Bring whatever you want.
Bring whatever you want.
Bring enough for everyone.
I was just going to say that. But let me know, because usually I'll eat before I go. But
bring a bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. Would it kill you?
We're going to smash those.
They are going to end up in my desk.
I'm sure of it. I know you.
And it's not because I want them. It's just that we're collecting non-perishable, and I don't know how long they're going to last. So I just...
Yeah. That's what I used to tell my kid with his Halloween basket. Next morning, he'd go, where'd all my Reese's peanut butter cups go? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got, in, you know Trish that works here?
Yes.
Well, she had, she one day came in and she said, hold your hand out. And I'm like, what? I was just leaving the studio and she gave me two Almond Joys. I go, thank you so much. And I had them and it, like, they're just two minis.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough. And I went to her office and she was not there. And she had a candy. So I took two more Almond Joys and one Reese's peanut butter. They were all minis. Next day I came in, I hear she says, son of a bee, bang, bee, just all these curse words. I go, what? Somebody was in this candy bowl.
Oh, that's funny.
I go, how in the world can you possibly know that? She said, what did she say? Photographic memory. Somebody was in the.
That's scary. She's scary anyway. She scares me anyway.
It did scare me a little bit, so I bought a bag and I dumped it in there and to apologize for that.
Did you fess up?
Yeah, I said it was me. I said, look, as bad as I feel, you don't put a candy dish on your desk if you think nobody's going to go in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, I think I'm going to go over there when I get done here.
Well, so I came in this morning and there was a made out of Almond Joy minis was a little heart on my desk.
Oh.
So maybe she felt bad for reading me the riot act.
Well, but at least now you know her superpower. Photographic memory. Ooh, I'm going to have to remember that.
Lori Lou, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being part of the huge broadcast.
The huge broadcast.
Let's go raid Trisha's desk.
Let's do it. Franz, man. There's a party going
on right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning. It's a celebration. 107.7 The Island. Yeah!